Hey good people, Team Fitch D here. Welcome back to episode 2 of Awesomest Tech News. Ooh. Even though the name is kind of changed a little, that was my intention though. Here I'll talk about 10 different tech news from Google and my coolest opinions right now. I try my best, guys. So here I go. Number one on the list at KPix is this. Is this, guys. Is this. Samsung Galaxy Tab SE Ultra Monster is cheaper than ever in all storage variants. So, it's by phoneareo.com, JSGO, or not really. These pics were, these articles were posted, was posted on Instagram before, 3 years ago. But it says here that when it comes to the storage variants and being cheaper, usually when it comes to storage variants, like all storage variants, like the higher the storage, the more expensive it is, well, it's cheaper in all storage variants. So the most expensive storage variant, which could be like, we'll just call it a terabyte, I don't know, or high, whatever this Samsung Galaxy Tab SE Ultra Monster Tab can hold. And so, I guess it just, all I can say is, it's impressive, and keep it up, Samsung. Saying, keep that cheaper thing up, because you're still getting money in the bank, and more people are going to buy your products, because it looks cool, the coolest design yet for a Galaxy Tab. And I say, keep it up. All right, next one. Deliveries of Tesla all-electric Class 8 truck are expected to start sometime this year. So this year in 2022. In 2017, the Roadster and the Semi were revealed, but they were not released yet. They will be this year, hopefully. You know, Tesla will say they're going to do it real soon, or this particular year, or something. And, you know, it hasn't happened because the Model Y was something that was a success. They knew it was a success in the first place. I don't know, just saying. And it was. So they kept on working with the Model Y, making these other batteries for the Model Y. Hopefully, the Cybertruck soon, but when it comes to Semi, and it being a Class 8 truck. So a Class 8 truck is like, is it general for all trucks or just Tesla them itself? If it was just Tesla itself, then Class 8 makes sense because it's been a few years since 2017 to 2022. So yeah. Alright. So yeah. I know it's, gotta say, when it comes to the coolest opinion, Tesla vehicles are the coolest looking and sexiest, coolest, best looking cars, cars ever. You know, my own design from long story short on that, on my own blueprints. Yeah, it's, you gotta say it's, my own designs are cooler, but they are at least as cool as Tesla. But, and it's gonna, hopefully, I hope to God, it comes sometime this year, for real. Oorah. Alright, by the way, oorah. If something is a greeting for what the U.S. Marine Corps would say, that ain't relevant, but I want to say it anyways for you guys. Alright. You know what I just realized, guys? I don't know. This is the wave from podcasts, by the way. So, yeah. Alright. So. Alright. So. I don't know. Alright. I don't got much to say on that. I just want to say a opinion about that and what I hope. All right, and that was what article was that? I mean, oh boy, didn't say. All right, Goofy web article says for a limited only time only. Pocket-sized designs, hands-free camera. Say big on new Samsung Z Flip 4. So again, Nerd Cheaper thing. Right? Yeah. And then, and so, save big. You know why I say it? Because it went for $999 US bucks, and dropped down to $499 US bucks, guys. AK dollars, alright? Yeah. Shaka. Yeah. Alright. So, yeah, guys. Alright. So, opinion on that is that it's pocket size design, so it's, and it's hand free camera. I don't know what hand free camera might mean yet, but the size pocket size design is like what other phones can do. This gotta be small when it says that. I'm assuming it's smaller. You know, I've seen it before. I have a teacher who owned it. You know, our graduate from high school, transition program at school, who had a teacher that I work with that owns one of these Z Flip 4s, which will get to Z Fold and Hold'em Arhu, I think. But it says, it's a Z Flip 4. I gotta say, it's when I saw it in person, I was stoked. I was stoked, man. It was crazy. It was nuts. It looked nuts. It was crazy. I love how it folded and stuff. Flipped. It was like a flip phone. It takes that retro design and makes it more modern. That's pretty tight. That's pretty neat, guys. All right, or dope. And it looks dope at least, but which is cool. Reverse the coolest thing. The coolest. All right, and then pocket size. Gotta be smaller. Gotta be. All right. Yeah. And then. Yeah, and then, all right, I gotta say, I don't know if I did a really good opinion on that, though. All right, and then, that was goofy, all right, Tech Raider. GoPro Hero 11 Black Leaks suggests action cams are running out of new ideas. So, you know what? I don't get too deep in this, but when it comes to running GoPro, you run out of ideas. I can give you a small idea. It's like, it's, I don't know, not all but the entire idea, but like, you're trying to think outside the box or brainstorm, I don't know. So, I'm thinking, man, yeah. I don't know. It's like, run out of new ideas, and you can put the Hero 11 Black logo on the Hero 10. It's pretty interesting why they do that. Probably just a picture, though. But anyways, when they're running out of ideas, I'm thinking, wow, GoPro, my idea is for you. I don't like to get too deep in this, but you... Smile, you take your lens. You know, it's not yet to be a realistic idea. God could provide me materials for it. Anyways, the lens, we can project out some type of laser or some kind of holographic projection that can go from out the lens, from behind the lens in the camera, to be shown all these images for the person on camera to see, instead of having to use this, look at this, you use this guy, instead of using that, and it's a lot, you know, I prefer, see my, I don't know why, which reminds me, that camera, I look better on, I'm a lot less insecure, like, on this camera, so I'm like, I feel better now, but that's not the point. All right, next, I don't know, I thought I'd give you guys an idea. And don't worry. Just keep thinking outside the box. The guy was someone like me that can help. Which I did. So, you're welcome. Yeah. Alright. Alright, flight. And this is... What article is that? Oh boy. Stay with me, guys. That was Tech Raider. All right. and turn my mouse. Alright, and space.com says, this article says, fly over to Amazon and save up to $300 on DJI drones. So, yeah. Once you fly over, does it mean like Amazon is like it's just in America and in Washington? Because you have to fly to a different country? Or is it saying fly because DJI drones fly? This one make it sound fancy to Amazon to save it to a $300 DJI drone. I don't know. Probably shouldn't take that little. Probably didn't that time. Weird, huh? Anyways. Yeah, $300 on, say what, to $300 on DJI drone, whatever that percentage is. Well, that's a heck of a deal. That's pretty rad. Yeah. All right. And then, that was, stay with you guys. That was space.com. All right. Increasingly interesting engineering. It says, a Chinese game company has appointed the world's first humanoid robot as its CEO. So I'm thinking, man, I don't think that the humanoid robot would go A-wire despite what we've seen in iRobot. That's just entertainment. And when it comes to the thing that I don't think it would do that, it won't go A-wire. Depending on how you program it. Or how it would do self decisions, the right decision, good ones, to do the job, and think of not just self making decisions as a robot, it looks like human, as the face part. And though, but make it where they'll think, because they're going to be making the biggest and final decisions for the company, for a Chinese company, whatever this human or robot would come from as being CEO, I bet the Chinese original CEO could just throw himself out and say, you're going to be the CEO, I'm just going to be here by your side. I don't know. But there's a lot. Would I trust it? That's not something I can think about. All right, here we go. Well, maybe. All right. I don't know. Yeah. Convertible EV. It's an article, but I don't know where name of it. So it says convertible EV, which stands for EV stands for electric vehicle. So here we go. It says compared to the polyester 2 and polyester 3, the Roadster model will be the best looking offering with some impressive specs. It's a hard top convertible, which is first in polyester. You know. I think I understand why it says hard, as in that weird black materialistic thing. It sounds hard, and it's convertible. It's something that Tesla Roadster did not do. That's something I might have been wanting for years. You know, I didn't specifically say it to people or on camera. Now I am on this podcast, guys. All right, so. And imagine they did a polyester 4. That was sick. All right. And this one says Galaxy. I think I mentioned earlier. I don't know. So it says Galaxy Fold 3 and Flip 3 will get Android 12.11 soon. Samsung touts Flip 4/Fold 3 success in Europe. So I searched up the definition of touts. I googled it, but I don't remember, which is disappointing. But to get a coolest opinion on it. Alright, what happens if you flip? Okay, this is flip goes from the 3 to the 4. And I was talking about the 4. I mean, so the 4 actually. But it's a success in Europe. And Android 12L. I'm curious what that is. I'm very curious. I'm curious what the Android 12 is, because, like, there's Android 11 and then Android 12L, like, at 12L. Like, L? What's that supposed to mean? I don't know. But probably should Google it, guys, later on. But I'll mention in my next podcast saying what it really is. Just to, you know, throw it out there before I get to the next point, you know, on future episodes. But anyways, So Samsung touts or made the third one. So yeah, and I prefer the folds, no matter if 3, 4, 2, or 1. I'm definitely prefer the fold or the flip. Just saying, guys. And that's my preference. Not exactly an opinion. So all right, next one. It's actually the last one, guys. So it says, yeah. All right, and this is a little different than Nanotech. I'm a big Jurassic Park and World fan. I love dinosaurs. They make me happy, and especially Blue, how she's just such a dinosaur. And when it comes to this whole, I used to want to be a film director and stuff. I used to be, and I still kind of interested in that, based on my Christianity. Long story short on that. But when it comes to this article I'm about to read to you now, the last one, my opinions on it, coolest one though. I don't know. It's make sure that when it comes to tech and stuff, we're thinking cameras, we're thinking VFX, all great computer chips, always great tech. It's what brought us to films like this, thanks to whatever guy who came from IML and Digital Light and Magic. So that, I mean, that's part of tech and his physical products and his CGI props, so like, or like VFX, physical props, and using sound effects too. Physical is things like they now use animatronics. But go back to this article. It says an R-rated Jurassic World sequel world would destroy Spielberg or Steven Spielberg. Perfect vision. So I have visions of dinosaurs, like, and even or my, not just my imagination, or not just imagination for Spielberg, but I projected a vision that was God-given. But for Spielberg, an R-rated film, maybe we say the whole guts thing could just mess up his vision, but also scare people away when he's trying to be faith-based and he doesn't want that violent stuff coming on. You know what? I agree with the person from ScreenRant.com, because I don't want an R-rated film. It would disturb me, and PG-13 films for Jurassic Park and World doesn't really disturb me as much, despite Jurassic World shows with more blood. But this is different than the other piece of tech, and the way VFX and that tech will work is they use some type of green looking thing of some kind to make it look like when you're interacting with dinosaur, when they're docile, or even the scary scenes where you get eaten by dinosaur. It's, you have to make sure you're safe, and of course you won't do it on animatronic, but like, for real, but you won't. There's a lot, and I guess I just said a little bit opinion right there. I put my opinion right there a little bit. I don't know, it's tons. I don't know. Just thought I'd throw it out there, guys. You good people. So, all right. So, yeah, guys, that's so, right? So, I'm gonna close that, guys. So, all right. So, make sure to keep listening, AK playing my podcast episodes if you want, guys. That's been it. Catch you guys next one. And God bless you guys too. I didn't say that part yet. And catch you guys next awesomest one. So. Yeah. Alright. Peace out, you good people. God bless, and peace out.